Congress's summer slate is full. There is still conversation about altering the Affordable Care Act, consideration about the federal budget, concern about North Korea's nuclear capability, and continued discussion about tax reform. Earlier this week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, reached Arkansas Senator John Bozeman in Washington, D.C. to discuss these topics.
Senator, health care has been a dominant issue for the last month or so. You guys have been right in the middle of all of it. There's still one GOP-only plan being efforted, the Cassidy Graham plan, kind of provides block grants to the states for Medicaid funding. Number one, do you support that plan? And number two, do you think it has a chance?
Well, it's still a plan in the progress. I know that he met with many of our governors, including Governor Hutchison, in the last day or two. And so they're working together trying to see if they can get governor support. In the meantime, though, also what's happening, Roby, is that you're having us go back to hearings. Senator Alexander from Tennessee, our neighbor, has started to have hearings. He'll be doing that probably for the next several weeks. Again, trying to get some support from some Democrats and see if we can get us in a direction where we make it such that we don't have these very high premiums, deductibles, co-pays, and the list goes on and on.
Is that the direction you'd like to see things go? Do you want to see a bipartisan approach to health care reform now that the GOP-only efforts have failed? Do you support where Senators Murray and Senators Alexander want to take the committee?
No, I support going to committee for lots of different reasons. You get a lot of discussion. The American public will understand better what's going on, the situation that we have. And then, too, you know, if somebody's got a good idea, I don't care if they're a Democrat or Republican, you know, let's get on with it. But we do have serious problems with the Affordable Care Act right now. And I think Senator Alexander is uniquely qualified to start to tackle that. It's 16-18% of our economy, really is a big deal. I don't mind at all taking time. People say, well, we got to do something. And I say, no, we've got to do the right thing. So again, it's okay for us to work through this.
The president has also talked about ending some of the insurance subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, which many say would crater the insurance markets that are already in a pretty fragile position. Others say that this is what's needed to hasten the end of Obamacare. Where do you stand on the president cutting off those insurance subsidies for the Affordable Care Act? Are you for or against that?
I think the president needs to go ahead and continue those as we work through this. The problem is that it not only affects Medicaid expansion and things like that, but it affects the individual market. So it's important that we stabilize that. I don't think any of us, though, long-term are for bailing out the insurance companies. That's not something that I want to do. That's not the answer. We've got to go beyond that and really get to the root problem as to what's driving up costs. But for the next, for the next few months, certainly, the president, I would advocate that he go ahead and make those payments so that we don't have significant increases in individual rates.
Let's move on to tax reform. This is another area where Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says he's going with GOP-only votes on this. He's going to try to find a way to get 50 votes for tax reform. 45 Democratic senators have said they want to work with Republicans on tax reform. All they have asked is just don't limit it to 1%, the tax cuts for the top 1%, and don't do anything that's going to blow up the deficit. Those seem like pretty reasonable accommodations. Why would there not be bipartisan approach to tax reform? Would you rather see that?
It's interesting. I think here recently, I just came out of a meeting with Senator Hatch, a number of other people, and the effort will be bipartisan. We're going to do this through the committee process, very open, and try and get Democrat support and just kind of go from there. But what we want to do is make it such that we provide some relief to the middle class. And everything really boils down to the economy, jobs, 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 and trying to get a bigger paycheck. I mean, that really is the bottom line. So that's what we're looking at in tax reform. But my understanding is right now, Senator Hatch is going forward with hearings. Congressman Brady in the House who's also very, very capable. Paul Ryan, who spent his real career, basically on tax reform. He's going to be working on this very, very hard also.
Has passed, as has the House. The president has signed, it seems somewhat reluctantly from the statement that he put out, a sanctions bill on Iran, on Russia, and on North Korea. Where do you think things stand with North Korea at this point in time? A lot of saber rattling going on, and quite frankly, it seems to me that there is not a good military solution to this, and we don't really have a strong diplomatic solution to it either. I'm a little bit puzzled as to what the administration and what a senator would recommend in terms of how we handle our North Korea problem.
Well, first of all, I was pleased that we actually got this bill passed. That is strong sanctions on the Russians, strong sanctions on the North Korean and the Iranians. The president was hesitant about signing. I think that has to do more with presidential power, the ability to not have to do things related to foreign affairs, which we pretty much said, you know, you're going to do this. But that does, in his mind and the administration's mind, not just this, but President Obama, President Bush, whoever it was, you have situations where they feel like that diminishes their power. North Korea is a very, very difficult situation. As you point out, there's not any really good options. There's concern by the Chinese about something happening, refugees across the border. There's concern by the Chinese about the North and South at some point reuniting. There's concerns by the Japanese with the North Koreans being in such, you know, that they're a nuclear power threatening them. What we don't want is nuclear proliferation all over Asia with the South Koreans and Japan, possibly Taiwan. So this is something that we need to take very, very seriously. And the good news is I think the Secretary of Defense is doing a good job. I think Secretary Tillerson is right in there also. And really are trying to provide us with all the options that are open. But again, as you stated earlier, it's difficult, and there's really not very many good ones out there.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics, earlier this week. Senator Bozeman talked from Washington, D.C. You can hear more from the discussion at talkbusiness.net.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks, you have a friend here. More information at bankozarks.com. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. We serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions, providing executive-level leadership and management consultative services to Arkansas companies in the areas of innovation, exporting, operational excellence, and sustainability. More information at mfgsolutions.org. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. Learn more at ArkansasStateChamber.com.